Today I'm going to show you how to gamify your life. And when I say gamify, I'm not saying that you're going to become gay. It's game, like juego. How to make your life look like a juego, like a game. And the reason why many people are not accomplishing their goals is because their lives are boring. They don't even have a clue what to do next, and that's why they don't feel the energy and the focus to do something meaningful. So today I'm going to share with you like exotic Uncle Balta habits that are going to make your life cool and more productive. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com. Do yourself a favor and join the system Inglés para Cholos. And time to get started. The first tip is what I called the golden bullet, the one golden bullet. If you are old as me, you used to play maybe Nintendo 64 long time ago. There was a game called James Bond 007, James Bond 007. The 007 was an interesting game, and there was one weapon called the golden gun. The golden gun was so powerful that just with one shot, it will kill you. That was a powerful weapon. So my game or my tip is, in mind that you only have one bullet, una bala. You only have one bullet. So every day, as soon as you wake up, the question is, what is the best target for this one golden bullet? And it's important that you only think about one, because we know, I mean, this is something that comes from university, from maybe your job, the idea, oh, you have to do many things, yes, but do many things without a good target, without the best target, is like doing nothing. So what is that thing that could make a huge impact in your life? And I can give you some tips, some options. But before that, we need to remember, I started my podcast maybe in the 2015. My first podcast was back then in time, even before I remember my blog, Baltamina. Since I had my blog, like more than a decade ago, I always told the people, do the important things, not only the urgent. The important things over the urgent things. And people always are just doing the things that are supposed to be for yesterday. You need to project yourself. So how can you project yourself? Here, four examples. One is crafting a good publicity. If you take the time, one day you start to gather thoughts, you brainstorm ideas, and you can come with a nice publicity for Facebook or Instagram. If you craft a good publicity, that publicity can be running for 6 months, even for 1 year. By the way, most of my publicities already have more than 6 years, and they still keep bringing people to my WhatsApp. So one publicity can give you customers and freedoms for months or maybe years. Another example, going to an event or to a new space that you have the potential to meet people. Just to give you a clue, I went to SmartFit from Open Plaza. Usually I go here to Higuereta, that is closer to my house. But one day I remember, no, I want to gather with different people. I went to Open Plaza. And I met I already knew this guy, but I met him again. His name is Diego Sarazu. So that was maybe 2 weeks ago or something like that. Today, 1 hour before recording this podcast, he texted me and he told me that he wants to start like an alpha male podcast. He wants to run his own podcast and he wants me to be the first guest. Why that happened? Because we see each other in real life. Many people nowadays, they are lazy. Lazy motherfuckers, that the only thing that they know is to copy paste a text and they send you the copy to your WhatsApp. Hey Jose, my name is this, I do this and you should hire me. That is the same copy paste that at least per day I receive like 3 or 4 people doing the same, and the first thing that I do is just block, because that person haven't even take the time to buy a product first. Meeting people in real life make a difference. If you have potential customers in your same city, what holds you from just going to the gym that this person is going? From going maybe to their store, buy the lowest ticket item and use that as an excuse to open conversation with this potential customer. So that could be also one golden bullet. Here a thing. Many of these attempts to find potential customers, they are not going to result in a positive answer. But if you try this 5 times or 10 times, eventually one is going to work, and you only need one person. You only need one good customer to run your business or your career as a freelancer, to start, of course. The other one, another golden bullet could be allocating time for deep research. This is something that people, I mean, I don't blame people. It's all the system. Now, of course, it's not a good idea to blame the system. People should have like accountability and, you know, responsibility and all the illities. But what happened is that for some reason, we believe that research is something that only the top people in the education system or the people with master degrees and postgrados and other grados are supposed to do. But you can do research and I can do research. If you block a time or of 3 or 4 hours to do deep research about some topic, that could be a golden bullet. Something that you discover can change the way that you handle your life. I remember I was checking tools to reply my WhatsApps faster, and that research didn't take me 4 hours. I remember I was looking for that maybe for 4 weeks, maybe 2 months. But when I found the way to answer my WhatsApp faster, that thing paid out everything. I was able to clean my WhatsApp in maybe 20 minutes instead of 3 hours that used to take me, just because I took the time to do research. One extra thing, if you want to know like another golden bullet, and maybe I can do a full episode about golden bullets, maybe that could be a topic for the YouTube channel, who knows, but is oil your system. If you follow my podcast, I always pitch to the people that they should start their own system. Be an employee is the worst way to make money. I mean, that is kind of the base way to make, the zero level to make money. The one level to make money is becoming a freelancer. Now you can charge per hour, you can sell your expertise and get more money in less time in comparison with employee. But a higher level is starting your system. That you can call it business if you want, but I prefer to call it system. A system is something that doesn't require your time. You just craft the system. You combine labor, people with technology, and now you have something that gives you results even without you interfering in a constant basis. So every 2 weeks, I oil my Inglés para Cholo system. How it works? I check all the steps, step by step. Imagine that a person just joined the program. Yeah, I do everything that this person is doing. And with the new information that I have, always my question is, what is the step that I can reduce and what is the step that I can add or that I can maximize or amplify? So in that way, you can have your system as good as possible. If each time that you have a new member, always they ask the same question, means that I need to craft the system or mold it in that way that question never appear, because I already answered before the person have the doubt in their mind. So those are cases, examples, options of golden bullets that you can apply. It's going to depend what do you do or whatever, but you get the point. The one thing that you can do and that can really hit the market, that's the question. The second one is always schedule your content. I don't know why when I record podcasts after the gym, the energy is insane. And by the way, it's almost 8 p.m., but the energy is beautiful. So schedule your content. There are two ways to consume content nowadays. One is active and the other is like the LGBTQ passive. You don't want to be the passive one. So you need to find a moment during the day. I like to do it in the morning. So for example, in the mornings, I woke up, I walk Armando. After walking Armando, I clean the WhatsApps and immediately I start to schedule the content that I want to consume during the day. Every day has a different topic. Sometimes it's about money, sometimes it's self-development, psychology, exercise, whatever. Every day has a different topic. And it's necessary that you in advance check. For example, today I want to consume, let's say, 6 podcasts or 8 podcasts. Okay, let's put it like that. But in case that I am busy, I want to be sure that I'm going to consume first these two ones. So these two are the non-negotiable podcasts, and the other ones maybe the ones that I can leave away in case that I don't have extra time. You can do the same. If you like podcasts, go for that. If you like audiobooks, that could be your option. Reading, whatever, reading blogs. I mean, whatever way of content that you want to consume. But what I'm trying to share with you here is that first, consume what is more important. For example, Maybe for me it's relaxing listening about Bitcoin, but that is something that I listen like music. When I want just to relax, I start listening about Bitcoin because I'm sure that there's not one single tip that they are going to give there that is going to change my life. But well, little caveat, sometimes it does, but just to give you an idea. Always try to listen first what is just in time instead of just in case. Remember that podcast, the information that you can implement in your life. And always plan your content, because if you don't plan your content, now you are scrolling whenever you have a free time, you get distracted with the calatas on Instagram, you get distracted with the shorts on YouTube. So that's why you want to be on in front of your PC and from your monitor, schedule the thing. You like each video, in case that we are talking about YouTube, you like the videos, and then you can check the list of videos liked by you, and you start selecting the ones that you're going to consume. Let's go to the next one. That is the part number three. But before continue, friendly reminder, if you want to work with me for supplements, if you are here in Peru, Inglés para Cholos, if you are in Peru or any part in the world, or my audiobooks, you can send me a WhatsApp to my number, +51 9890 23986. Plan your rewards. What is the opposite of planning your rewards? Sometimes to understand a concept, it's better to check the opposite thing. It's what most of the people do nowadays. They pretend to work 8 hours. They go back home. What they do? Oh, let's turn on the tablet or the YouTube or the cell phone. Let's start checking whatever appeared there. Let's go and buy a Uber Eats. So it's junk food for the body, young content for the mind. That's what people do. When they come back home, let's say that they come back home 7 or 8, they are tired. They are not going to spend time, you know, reading something important or listening to something important. What about if you do the opposite, if you plan your rewards? So this is more or less how I handle it. I have 2 sexual encounters per week. So more or less 1 on Monday, for example, and the other 1 on Friday. Then I like to go to the gym 5 times per week, to the beach once per week, and I have other rewards that I have. Why is it important to have these rewards? Because this make you wanna work more. Now you are more motivated to work because you know there is a reward waiting for me. And I know that if I work faster and with more efficiency and accuracy, by the way, now I'm going to feel better whenever I receive my reward. I'm not going to have sex happy if I know that I was lazy all day long. So you want to work. And when you start having rewards, you are reducing your chance of having burnout. But that is episode for other day. But burnout is easy to prevent if you plan your rewards during the week. Also, you are willing to do boring activities. You are willing to do things that are difficult, things like the gym that are painful. Why? Because you know there is a reward waiting for you. I went to the gym like 2 hours ago. I know that at the end of the day, at 9 p.m., I will have a big, big meal waiting for me. That is my reward. And here, a little caveat. You need to know how to reward yourself. You don't want to be like the fatty woman, like the fatty Mumbati woman that runs around the park and at the end her reward is a Gatorade that is full of sugar. That's loaded of sugar. Or even worse, maybe the reward is going to a restaurant and eating a dessert. That is a stupid way. You don't want your reward to destroy your gains. Rewards are going to make the difference. Rewards could be, for example, gathering with friends from your school, university, gathering with family, walking your dog, whatever makes you happy that helps you to be a better person, that is a good reward. And remember, the previous episode was guilty pleasure and guilty punishment. You know, you don't want to have guilty punishment. You just want to have guilty pleasures or just pleasures, to be clear. The next one is break your algorithm. This is a big one. We have discussed about, what is this topic? The inequality, the dopamine inequality. So what is happening these days is everybody, like huevonazos with their headphones or AirPods, they just keep consuming more of their content. And they are going back home and they are not talking even with their parents. Now, there is a little caveat here. For example, with Mamá Ledesma, usually we eat during different hours. So we just gather to talk maybe 20 or 30 minutes per day. But that is the moment that I don't open the cell phone, she doesn't open the cell phone, we just talk. Many people, they are not talking with other people. So Everything that they consume is what is coming from their cell phone. So even though they try to look for new things, you are still stuck in your own algorithm. How can you break your algorithm? Here are some tips. Try to open conversation with random people. You know, whenever you go to a gym, hello, hey, what do you do for a living? ¿A qué te dedicas? Oh, that's interesting. Where do you work? Maybe you get inside and now you want to do research about that inside. Another option, maybe you listen a question many times. Oh, for example, there are three guys that they already asked me this question. Is it wrong if you want to dress like a woman? So I think these guys are like travestis or something like that, but that is the question. They have already three kids between 18 and 22 years old asked me that question. So now I want to do more research. Why suddenly kids want to dress like a woman? Is it something in the content that they are consuming, or is it something in the food that they are consuming? Because I don't think, like, by coincidence, now three guys in my inner circle want to be dressed like a woman. So those questions, conversations, maybe even listening a podcast, but listen the podcast from beginning to end. Most of the people, I told you this, only listen the first 20 minutes or the first hour. Listen the full podcast. The last part has a lot of insights that maybe you can do research, go deeper on that. Learn to break your algorithm. And another way that I like is I like to hire coaches in different areas. Now I'm trying to receive a lot of coaching in education because, you know, Inglés para Cholos require me to know as much as possible education, and especially because I already getting like younger students. I have one student, his name is Nelson from Ecuador, and he's 17 years old. Imagine, 17 years old, he's a minor, so I need to learn how to connect, not in a sexual way, of course. And many of my friends, they are already asking me if I can help their kids that are 6 years old or 8 years old. So if I'm not going to do it, at least I want to hire someone, but I want to understand how it works. So how can you do this? By breaking your algorithm, by hiring people from different expertise, talking with these people, and whatever info that you get from them, then you do research about that. The other one is obsessed with one hobby. Hobbies are, if you remember, I had an episode called The Difference Between a Hobby and a Vice. La diferencia de un hobby y de un vicio. If you want to check it out, you can type Spotify, José Balta, Vice and Hobby, and it's going to appear on Google for sure. But here's the deal. You want to have a hobby and you want to obsess with that hobby. I'm going to summarize the episode for you, the previous episode. The difference between a hobby and a vice is that a hobby makes you feel good during the experience and after the experience. It makes you be a better person, while the vice is totally the opposite. You only feel good during, but not after, and it decreases your quality as a person. So that is the episode. So you don't need to research it to look back. Okay. Now, what I'm trying to go here is that if you have a hobby and you obsess of becoming as good as possible doing that, eventually you will find a way to monetize it. Not only that, that hobby is going to be your therapy. By the way, you know what is my hobby? Recording podcasts. That is my hobby. What is my hobby? Speaking English. That is also my hobby. Then, once that you start practicing a lot, you think, how can I monetize this hobby so I can do it for a longer time? You don't need to monetize it. Like, you need to make a lot of money. Just a little money to give you more chances to keep doing the activity. Once that you know how to spin the idea and find a way to deliver value to other people, now maybe you have a side business. And eventually, who knows, this could be my main business. So why? Because you're obsessed with a hobby. A good hobby could be your therapy, another source of income, and also a nice escape from reality in a good way without using alcohol or drugs. And the last thing, and by the way, a good hobby also is a way to increase your sexual life. You'll be surprised how many women I met thanks to fitness and thanks to English, and both are my hobbies. So a hobby is a nice way to connect with other people, because if two people have the same interest, now they feel closer. And the last but not least is always journal your thoughts. Apunta tus pensamientos. No, I'm so surprised that, I mean, in my mind, I was recording like 50 minutes. We are already 20 minutes. Holy crap. But let's go back to journaling your thoughts. Everybody have, even the most stupid people, They have good ideas. You will be surprised how many good ideas appear and just vanish because suddenly, oh, they start doing something else. Good ideas are like dreams. Many times, maybe you have this situation, you wake up and then, oh, that was an interesting dream. After 5 minutes, you just forget about it. So good ideas work like that. It's like they are there maybe for 30 seconds or 1 minute. Always have like a piece of paper, and I suggest piece of paper. Your cell phone doesn't work that good. You forget when you do it on your cell phone. You want a piece of paper, and if you are in a restaurant, borrow a napkin, at least a napkin, something to write the idea down. Once that you write the idea, have a time from the day to analyze your thoughts, and then you start to go deeper. You know, like for example, one of my ideas was how can I expand my reach on social media? And in my mind was, okay, I have to go to different physical places. So I have maybe eventually someone is going to be there that also want to start a podcast. And that was an idea, no? But it started like that. That was, how can I expand my reach? And I wrote that thing down, and then I start to digest the question little by little. Writing the questions, the possible solutions. Maybe you thought about a friend from your school. Oh, write a name. And when you come back home, you can text the friend. And you know, writing your ideas down is going to make a big difference. And if you have tasks or pending activities, write them down as soon as possible in your agenda. You don't want to use your brain as a storage from information. Your brain is not for storing information. It's just from analyze, from compare, from extrapolate. So one person in the Inglés para Cholos community use that word. How do you extrapolate, though? That's a beautiful word. Congratulations. Respect. But well, just to wrap the shit, it's like, make your life enjoyable. You know, life is short. People say you only live once. Yes, but their life looks like shit. So you don't need to do crazy stuff once in a year to make your life less miserable. You can do cool things every day. That's something that I always promote. It's like, you don't need to wait 12 months to have a trip. You can, every day can be a trip. Every day can be a good experience. And guess what? When you start to apply this approach of life, now you have better energy. More people want to work with you. More people want to have sex with you because you have the right energy. Maybe, I'm not sure, maybe I'm going to record this podcast in Spanish. So stay tuned also to my YouTube channel. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number. I reply, I don't believe in secretaries. So here's my WhatsApp, only to buy my things, please. +51 98 90 23 986. Please spread the word. If you have a friend that is trying to learn English or have a miserable life, tell him or her to go to Spotify. They will find me with my nickname Uncle Balta, and also you can join my WhatsApp channel. I have a WhatsApp channel. You will find it as Uncle Balta, or if not, you can type unclebalta.com and it's going to redirect you to my WhatsApp channel. Blessings.